Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Before I continue to preach the Word of God, I would like to tell you a couple of things here. Number one, I hope I can finish the series today. I'm preaching the series called Walking in the Power. And I want just to let you know that whenever I teach any sermon, it's not a personal thing between you and me. I'm not picking the sermon because I heard the rumors that you say something. I picked the sermon because the Lord told me to preach that sermon. So if you sit there and you feel that He must be speaking to me, it's not He, it's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. It's not about me and you, it's about the Holy Spirit. About the Holy Spirit wanting to change you. Second thing, I want to be clear to you. You know, I've been a Christian for 26 years. And in these 26 years, what happened to me and to my wife is that we keep changing. We are willing to rid off the old white skin or the wrong theology or the wrong thinking to move on with God. If you are not willing to change and to move on with God to the new revelation or the mystery of God that God wants to show you in the church, then you're going to stuck there forever, never move to anywhere. I want to change. And you know, many times we learn wrong theology because we learn from somebody who have never have experience. But theology must be coupled with experience. Amen. So be open-minded. Don't, you know, say straightforward. Don't be prideful and say, I know better. Believe me, if you know better, God will not put you here to sit here. You can just stay home and study Bible yourself. You are in the church so that you can change, you can learn new things from God that God revealed to the church, revealed to the congregation. Number three is that what I'm going to preach to you is not just a theological knowledge from a theologian. I'm not a theologian, but I live my life according to the Word of God. And I want to tell you right now, whatever I preach is have been proven by our life. First-hand experience. I'm not preaching theory. I'm preaching what I have experienced myself from the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit convicts me that this is it. Amen. For example, when I preach about demonology, casting out demons. You know, I remember I was preaching about demon is like an air that come out from people. Sometimes people cough when demon come out. When I preached that, I didn't have much experience, but I tell you, after a few months, I see people cast demons come out, and they cough in front of me. And it was, ooh, wow, this is interesting. Even though it's not recorded in the Bible, but I have experience. I see people get set free. Like this pastor that I just read the testimony a while ago, she said she coughed and coughed and coughed in her home. Demons come out of her, and she has one habit that very strongly bound her, and it's gone after that. Demon come out. The chain was broken. We need to be willing to receive whatever God is speaking to the end time church. Amen. So what I'm going to talk to you today is something that may be new to you, but I believe it will be beneficial to all of you. Amen. So, I'm going to talk about the benefits of speaking in tongues. The benefits of speaking in tongue. Amen. I know this kind of over somebody's head here. What are you talking about? Speaking in tongue. First of all, my job is not to train you to depend on me. My job is to train you to depend directly on God. And to be able to walk victoriously without calling the pastor at home all the time. You can be victorious by walking with God yourself. Today, I'm going to give you the key. Oh, I tell you, this is important key for you. That you will be able to live a victorious life. And God give that key to the church already. I'm excited about teaching about this one. Amen. Amen. First of all, I want to read from Acts chapter 2, verse 39. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all. Everyone say to all. So whatever the promise of God of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, is to all who are afar off. We are all who are far off from Jerusalem. Is that right? As many as the Lord our God will call. If you listen to today's lesson only, you may be a little bit confused, because I want to encourage you to go and listen to the whole series from a few weeks ago, because this is a continuation of the whole series, so that you will not misunderstand what I preach today, because there is some background before this talking today. And I want to read this scripture one more time in Acts chapter 2. It's not in the computer. Acts chapter 2, verse 33. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Peter talking about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the upper room. And that's what happened in the church there that I just read testimony ago. Okay, the promise of the Holy Spirit. He poured out this which you now see and hear. In other words, if you study the book of Acts carefully, you see that every time the outpouring of the Holy Spirit come upon anybody or in the church, you will see and hear something. It's not just sitting there and looking at the sky and say, what? No, nothing. No, you can see and you can hear. Amen. And if you look throughout the Bible, you can see that people in the early church, when they got touched by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they received. They speak in new tongues. They got drunk. They prophesied. They have some manifestation on the physical side to show that the Holy Spirit touched them. But today, I'm not going to talk about being drunk, about laughter, about other stuff. I want to talk about God wants to give us the new tongues through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The problem is this about the issue of the new tongues or speaking in tongues, is that when people read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14, they're totally confused and misunderstand. In fact, there are four kinds of tongues. Four kinds of tongues. I make a conclusion a few weeks ago. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you speak in tongue, and after that, the tongues, God manifests the tongues in four areas, four kinds. Are you following me? I try to make sure you understand. Number one, tongues. Okay, there are four kinds of tongues. Two of them for public use. Two of them were for personal use. This is something that God equipped people for, either for public. Not everybody is a preacher like me, standing behind a pulpit and preach publicly. Is that right? Not everyone is an evangelist standing behind thousands of people and lead them to salvation. Not everyone has tongue that speak to the microphone in front of public. So those are tongues for public. And the tongues of public are two kinds. One is a tongue for the unbelievers. I explained that to a couple Sundays ago. That somebody come up, speak in tongue, either human language that he never learned before. One time, a pastor was speaking Hebrews that he never learned before, and a Jewish person sitting in the back got saved because he was speaking in a new tongue in the Hebrew. I read this book about speaking in tongues, and one pastor was speaking in Hebrew without learning Hebrew. Or can be talking in heavenly tongue, but another person lives here their own language. One time, I was speaking in tongue, and a Thai student came here. The whole time, she was hearing me in Thai, and she got saved. This is a true story. Happened many years ago. So tongue for the unbelievers. Not only that, also tongues for the believers. Tongue for interpretation. In other words, a tongue as a prophetic word for the whole church. Somebody can come up with a word of prophecy and prophesy in tongue in public on the microphone. And he himself or she herself or somebody interpret to give the interpretation or meaning of that prophetic word. Amen? So that is the tongue for public. Do you understand? Amen. There are two kinds of tongues for personal use. God also gives us tongue for personal use as well. One is a tongue for intercession. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. So too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bear us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in on our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. Praying in tongue as an intercession. I'm going to talk in detail later on. That's a personal tongue. Another tongue is a personal prayer in tongue. And today I'm going to talk about this issue. That praying in tongue personally, not publicly, is very important and is very useful for your personal life. How many people want to know? I'm going to give you the key to go into that, you know, heritage or the inheritance that God gave to you. That praying in tongue is so important. But before I go into that, I want to, how many people know the Apostle Paul? The Apostle Paul. You think he's one of the greatest apostles? He wrote many books in the Bibles. Is that right? Many letters. He's one of the great men of God that received a lot of revelation from God. And you see what he say here. Many people, when they read the book of 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, they interpreted Paul that he was against speaking in tongue. But no, actually, he was for speaking in tongue, but he tried to teach the church to use tongue in the right way. That's the purpose, not to go against tongue. Look at what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18. He said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. Wow, can you imagine? If I have 200 members, and all of them speak in tongues, pray in tongues, and I come to up to the pulpit and say, hey guy, I tell you one thing, I pray in tongues more than all of you, more than 200 people. It means what? It means that Apostle Paul prayed in tongues a lot. How many members did he have? I think more than me. I think he has many churches that he planted. And he said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. Wow. That's why he received so much revelation from God. That's why he's so sensitive to God. Because he prayed in tongues a lot. I heard that Smith Wigglesworth, the apostle of faith, who raised about 20-something people from the dead. The man who healed the sick. You know, he is an apostle of faith many years ago, almost 100 years ago. He prayed in tongues for an hour before he went to the meeting. Every meeting before he went, he prayed in tongues in his bedroom for an hour. Amen. So praying in tongues is important. So we're going to look at the benefit of praying in tongues that I have only the next 35 minutes to share. I'm going to go fast. I hope I can finish this sermon. Number one, praying in tongues is the way to communicate with God at his level. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 together. For one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he utters secret truth and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. In other words, if I walk into the office of the Emperor of Japan, if I walk into that room, he has to come down to talk to me at my level, because I did not know what happened in Japan right now. I did not know his security code. I did not know the secret of the government. I did not know anything about Japan. So he need to talk to me at his level. The same thing. When we talk to God, because we didn't understand God 100%, we did not know what we do not understand everything about God. So we can only talk to God at only our mental level, our understanding. And God say, no, 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 no. I want you, my children, to talk to me at the deeper level, at my level of understanding, not your level. How? He say, you can talk to me not out of your brain, not out of your own intellect, not out of your mental capacity, but you can talk to me from your spirit. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, by the Holy Spirit, unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me prays. But my mind is unproductive. It bears no fruit and helps nobody. So you need to look at this scripture in a positive way. What Paul tried to say is this, that you don't just pray in tongue in public out loud to make a scene. No, you pray in tongue to God. And you, when you pray in tongue, it doesn't come from your brain here. It doesn't come from your temporal lobe on the left side that controls the speech. It comes from the spirit inside you, and who leads you to pray in tongue from your spirit inside you, the one who lives on the inside your spirit, that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit pray to your spirit, shortcut your brain, come up to your mouth and say it from the spirit, from here to here. You don't have to go up here first and go down, because up here there is limitation. Your brain has limitation. You don't know everything. I don't know much about computer, and you don't know much about neurosurgery. I don't know much about heaven because I haven't been to heaven. I don't know what's going on with my dad right now in Thailand. I don't know what's going on with your life even. I don't even know what's going on with your life. And I don't want to know, actually. I have enough headache of myself. So I don't know, but who knows? Who knows what's going on with your life? The Lord knows. The Holy Spirit on the inside of us knows what's going on with... I tell you one thing. You don't even know what's going on with your life. At one point, I did not even know that I was not sensitive to my wife enough. I didn't even know about myself. I was blind. I was so living in a box that I did not know. I never go out of the box and look back. Oh, hey, this guy named Dr. Lau has a problem. I didn't know. I did not know. But who knows? God knows. So when we pray in tongue, we pray at his level. We talk to him by the Holy Spirit inside of us, speaking to God directly, shortcut, but it's powerful. And I'm going to explain later on why it's so powerful. My dear brother and sister, this is the problem. That every one of us has some level of pride on the inside of us. You know, pride causes some action. One of the actions of pride is control. Okay? You notice that sometimes husband controls the wife. Honey, you cannot go eat there. Controlling. Because of pride. And some women control the husband too, not only the one side. Is that right? Controlling the pastor may control the members. Use the control. You cannot do this. You cannot marry that person. Or this kind of thing, you use the control because of the pride. And there are two things about the word control in the Bible. One is self-control. Another one is control by the Holy Spirit. These two words are good, actually. Self-control means you control yourself not to sin. Not to blast out with sarcastic words. You know, sometimes when I get mad at something, I want to just say some sarcastic word out to make people mad. Like I just stab them. Yeah! Like this. Yeah! Stab them with the word of God, word of Dr. Mom, Dr. Pastor Lau, my own word. But I have to control myself and say, shut my mouth, don't say it. Put it down. Self-control. And self-control is related to being controlled by the Holy Spirit. When you are controlled by the Holy Spirit, you're going to produce life, produce power and fruit and good things. Amen? Amen. This is the problem. We, as human beings, especially people in the Northwest area with a lot of highly educated people working for Microsoft, working for Boeing, all this stuff, you know, people are smart around here. We tend to live this kind of life. We want to control ourselves, control our mental capacity. Oh, speaking in tongue, I don't understand. Wow, this is weird. So you try to have a mental control of yourself. I need to pray only what I know. My mind has to control myself. But God said, no. You need to let your mind go sometime and let me pray through you in your spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will give life. Amen? How many people want life, not death? How many people want strength, not weakness? How many people want victory, not defeat? That these all things come from the Holy Spirit. You know, I experienced this myself. I tell you. I listened to two tapes. One tape, the pastor never believed in the Holy Spirit. Never believed in anything. He just had a paper come up and he just preached with the paper. When I listened to that tape sermon, I was tired. I was very tired. The knowledge is good, but there's no life. But when I listen to another preacher who preach good word to, but at the same time preach the, under the anointing, preach whatever God wants to say. Oh, I feel like something just come out from the tape machine in my car. Pam, pam, pam. You feel life. You feel like something is changing you inside. How many people have that kind of experience? That when somebody preach under anointing of the Holy Spirit, it's bring life, bring changes. So that's what you do. You can be, you can go to talk to your kids. Because you are controlled by the Holy Spirit, you speak to your kids. By the anointing of God, your kids get melt by your word, what you say. My goal, and I hope it's your goal, is that you will walk in this earth 24/7 under the control, the anointing, the leading, the guidance, the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Everyone say 24/7. Not only Sunday. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 31 days a month, you are controlled by the Holy Spirit. You only say what God wants you to say. If God doesn't want you to say, you just keep your mouth shut. A lot of time we get into trouble because we just say blasting out by our flesh and make a lot of people unhappy. So lately I become more quiet, if you notice. Because I begin to learn how to walk in the Holy Spirit. If God doesn't want me to say anything, I just keep my mouth shut. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you learning something? Amen. When the word comes from somebody's mouth that comes from the Holy Spirit, it burns the hearts of that person. Look at what the Bible says in here. Luke chapter 24, verses 30 to 32. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, and Jesus sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, looking carefully here, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road? Wow! Do you like to live that kind of lifestyle? That whenever you talk to your wife, you talk to your husband, you talk to your students, if you are a teacher, or you talk to your co-worker, your boss, but you talk from the Holy Spirit. You're so controlled by the Holy Spirit. When you talk, oh, they feel burning something in their heart. Is it wonderful? I want to be that kind of man. How many people want to be that kind of man and woman? That whatever you say is an oracle of God. It causes some life-changing power. Amen. Speaking in tongue is exercising, is learning how to be controlled by the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And the Spirit on the inside of you learn how to submit and yield to the Holy Spirit on the inside. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. Do I confuse you? I hope not. I try to teach you something very important today. 1 Corinthians 14, 15. Then what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, by the Holy Spirit that is within me. But I also pray intelligently with my mind and understanding. I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me. But I will sing intelligently with my mind and understanding also. In other words, you can get up and sing by your understanding. You can sing, I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice. And after a while, the Holy Spirit took you. And then you begin to sing in tongue. The Holy Spirit inside you began to sing in tongue inside you. Amen. You can sing in the Spirit. And you can sing with understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. We can use our mental. And we can depend on the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. That's number one. Number two, the benefits of speaking in tongue. It helps. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness when we don't know what to pray and how to pray. I just read the scripture a while ago in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. So to the Spirit, Holy Spirit, comes to our aid and bear us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Holy Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable, not the human language. Speak something you cannot speak. normally, like a human language, yearnings and groanings, blah, 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 blah. You're just groaning, too deep for utterance. I shared this many times that a couple, long time ago in the early 19th century, their daughter went to Africa and was sick, got attacked by a disease, a fatal disease, that she's going to die. And God woke the mother up at night. She knelt down and she began to pray in tongue because she did not know what's going on with her daughter in Africa. She kept praying in tongue until 6 a.m. in the morning, and then she broke through. She broke through. She began to laugh in the Holy Ghost. Actually, laughing in the Holy Ghost is nothing new in the body of Christ. It's been there for thousands of years. She laughed in the Holy Ghost that this happened around early 19th century. And what happened? Her daughter got out of the bed and got healed supernaturally at that moment, at that same minute when she laughed in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So, you know, I don't know what's going on with my dad in Thailand right now. But if the Holy Spirit began to say, pray for your dad, the devil wants to attack him. I don't know what to pray because my mind doesn't understand. What can I do? I can start to kneel down and begin to depend on the Holy Spirit in my spirit, praying in tongue for my dad. Keep praying in tongue for my dad, even though I don't understand. And eventually breakthrough. My dear brother and sister, are you glad that this is the way that God gives to the church to take care of the problem in the whole world without going there? I don't need to fly to Japan to fix the problem. I just sit there in my home and pray in tongue for something that happened in Japan. Are you glad that we can do that? Yes. You seem very excited. I don't know about you. I'm so excited that God gave me this tool that I can pray in tongue for somebody that I don't know what's going on with their life. I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. But I know one thing. I can pray in the spirit. Amen. Amen. So pray in tongue a lot. When I wake up in the morning, take a shower. Oh, when I drive on 405 or I-5, I pray in tongue. You know, people in the car close to me say, what's going on with this guy? He was talking to somebody. But actually, I was talking to God. I was praying in tongue. I was praying in tongue for my family. I was praying in tongue for you. I was praying in tongue for people in other countries, praying in tongue for the pastors in other churches. We can pray in tongue because God knows what is best. Actually, praying in tongue is more powerful than praying in your own language. Amen. Because God himself praying to you is more powerful. I'm excited. Are you excited about that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Not only that, praying in tongue gives us ability to worship God in a deeper way. Thank God in a deeper way. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 14 to 17, I don't have time. I can just read just only last few verses, verse 16 on. Otherwise, if you bless and render thanks with your spirit through tolerantly aroused by the Holy Spirit, how can be anyone in the position of an outsider or he who is not gifted with interpreting the unknown tongue say the amen to your thanksgiving, since he does not know what you are saying? So don't interpret this scripture in a negative way. Paul tried to say that we can thank God and worship God at a deeper level when we thank him and worship him in tongues. Amen? Amen. Sometimes you don't know what to thank God, you just speak in tongue. Thank God and pray in tongue and worship in tongue. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can do that too. Now look at another benefit, number 4. Praying in tongues reveals the hidden counsel of God, or the mystery of God. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. Counsel is in the heart of man, like water in a deep well. But a man of understanding draws it out. Wow. This scripture is very profound. The Bible said the counsel, wisdom, and understanding already is inside you. And it's like a water. And what your job to do is to draw out that water. Look at what the Bible says, what Jesus says about that water. I read from John chapter 7, 37 to 39. Are you following me okay? Yes. Okay. Now on the final and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried in a loud voice. It's interesting. He did not speak quietly. He said, "Hello! Listen to me! This is a big, important message." I'm doing that right now. I'm crying with a loud voice. "Hey, brother and sister, listen to me. This message is important because we are talking about the Holy Spirit." Amen. Amen. "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." That's why people come to the prayer line. They come to him and drink. Don't come to the prayer line, stand there and watch me and say, "What he going to do to me? Oh, he going to push me to fall down. What?" No, no, you come and drink. You need to come and drink. Amen. Don't come and criticize. "He who believes in me, who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being." What is the innermost being? Your spirit, your heart inside here, "shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water." But he was speaking here of the Spirit. What is the source of all the wisdom, the counsel, the mystery, the hidden knowledge that you don't know and you don't understand? Who hold that in your body? The Holy Spirit is living inside your body. Is that right? Wow. Did you get excited about that? You have somebody living in the inside that knows everything. You know, we don't know everything. Is that right? We don't know everything. You can guess. You can interpret. When you look at somebody's eyes, maybe he doesn't like me. But you may not know that he's having a stomach ache right now. You don't know. But who knows that he is having a stomach ache? The Holy Spirit. Is that right? The Holy Spirit can reveal the mystery of heaven, the counsel of God, how to handle. You know, many times when I put the films up in the X-ray box and look at the MRI, I begin to pray in tongues. Holy Spirit on the inside of me. This lady have met 5 neurosurgeons. No one can tell what's going on, why she has this pain. Actually, that happened to me 2 months ago. One lady came in, she saw all the surgeons in town, and she still have left leg pain, and they even have to put the morphine pump because no one can help her. She still was in a lot of pain. I put her film up, and I began to speak in praying tongue. And I begin to draw the mystery, draw the wisdom of God, draw the knowledge of God. And suddenly, God showed me that, fix that one and fix this one, and it will be fine. So I fixed her back, only a small incision. She woke up, the pain was gone. She gonna took out the morphine pump. This is a true story. Amen. Hallelujah. You can be the best businessman in the world. If you learn how to pray in tongue a lot, you're going to be the greatest architect. You're going to be the greatest engineer because you don't know everything. But when you hook up to the Holy Spirit, you pray in tongue. The Holy Spirit on the inside of you, praying in tongue. I learned one thing about praying in tongue and laughter. How many people want to learn about this? I pray this. You remember the Bible said, counsel is in the heart of a man is like water in a deep well, but a man of understanding draw it out. Draw it out. In order to get water from a container, what you need to do, you need to open the cup, the covering, and you need to draw. Right now I'm thirsty. You need to draw it out. Thank God for this water. Okay, you need to draw it out. You need to let it come out and draw it out. Come out to reveal something. I have learned that God used three ways. According to the Bible and according to our experience, 3 things that draw the water out. Number 1, worship. When you worship God, you open your mouth and sing song to God. You open the well and draw out the things of God. The second thing, praying in tongue. When you pray in tongue, you open your mouth and you begin to let the water come out through your mouth. The water of the Holy Spirit. You pray for a while, the water come out, and it start to reveal, the Holy Spirit start to reveal the mystery to you. The third way that God opened up the well on the inside of you, you remember the book of Isaiah say, you the well of the joy of salvation. Another way to open the well, to let the rivers of God come out or the Holy Spirit come out to help you, to fill you up, is laughter. You remember Isaac. Isaac means laughter. When Abraham dig the ground to make well for his flocks for the water, once Abraham died, the Philistine came and put dirt into the well, so the flock of Isaac could not drink water from that well. A Philistine is the symbolic of demonic power, symbolic of the things of the world. And Isaac, the laughter come and dig it out and get water again. So in the end time, God pour out his spirit and people get laughter because that laughter is like open up the jar. You know, every time when I laugh in the Holy Ghost, I tell you, I feel the Holy Spirit all over me, like all over me. I feel the fire, my body just shake, and it's wonderful. And God begin to speak to me. God begin to reveal things to me. So when you feel joy inside you, don't hold back. Go for it. Ha, ha, ha. He, he, he. Ho, ho, ho. Ha, la, ka, sa, la. Ho, ru, ban, la, ka, sa. Go ahead. In our church, we don't mind. Amen. You can let the Holy Spirit come and minister to you. You open the jar and draw out. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 6 to 13. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this day. God begin to reveal things to me. So when you feel joy inside you, don't hold back. Go for it. Ha, ha, ha. He, he, he. Ho, ho, ho. Ha, la, ka, sa, la. Ho, ru, ban, la, ka, sa. Go ahead. In our church, we don't mind. Amen. You can let the Holy Spirit come and minister to you. You open the jar and draw out. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 6 to 13. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age. In other words, not the wisdom of the world, not of University of Washington, not of Seattle U, nor of the rulers of this age, nor of the demonic power, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, the hidden wisdom of God in heaven there, which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love you. In other words, God has hidden wisdom, the counsel of God, the knowledge, the deep things of God that God revealed from the death of the Lord Jesus Christ to the church, okay? That your eyes have not seen, your ear have not heard. The things which God has prepared for those who love him, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Amen. Not to the TV program. Through his Spirit. Amen. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. This thing we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. I understand now why the Apostle Paul prayed in tongue more than all of us. He draw out the wisdom of God. That's why he got so many revelations. That's why he knows so much, because he was so close to God. He just come in communication and intimacy with God all the time. My dear brother and sister, God is not a respecter of people. You can do the same thing. It's not only for Apostle Paul. Amen. Amen. Don't waste your time in the car. Either pray in tongue, worship God, or listen to my CD. Amen. Don't waste time in the car. Don't waste time in the restroom. Don't waste time when you take a shower. Don't waste time, your time, when you stand in the elevator. When I stand in the elevator in the hospital, I don't waste time. If people are not around there, I just standing there and pray in tongues. I pray and pray and pray. And I never waste time. I sit in my car, I listen to the sermon, I worship God. Amen. Amen. I have some old tape. And my new car doesn't have the tape play anymore. You know what I did? I asked my son-in-law, you need to help me. I need to listen to this tape, what I should do. He bought me a line to plug in into the cigarette thing and then turn into some AM channel. And when I plug into my tape play, I can listen to the tape through that technology. I want to listen to the Word of God. I want the wisdom of God. I don't want to waste time in my car. I want to pray. I want to worship God. Amen. Amen. And when the more you pray in tongues, the more you're going to get wisdom from God, the counsel of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, say like this. 1 Corinthians 14, 2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not, this is not about speaking in front of public. This is not about the gift of tongue prophesying in front of public. Paul was talking about speaking in tongues as a personal prayer, okay? And everyone can do that. Yes, not everyone has the gift of tongues speaking in public on the microphone. But everyone can pray in tongues to draw out the counsel of God. Amen. I pray that every one of you will pray in tongues. Yes. Amen. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, and no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mystery. You speak mystery. God begins to reveal the counsel of God. You study the Bible. You get close to the Holy Spirit. You pray in tongue. And abide, my dear brother and sister, no matter what situation comes toward you, maybe business deal, maybe business decision. Maybe you need to write an architectural plan for a company. Maybe you are a teacher. You don't know what to teach tomorrow. Maybe your kids run away, get into trouble. You don't know how to resolve the problem. You don't know how to get victory in that situation. What do? God gives you the answer. You begin to pray in tongue. You get the mystery. You get the idea from God. You get the wisdom, the counsel from God. And you can have victory in that situation. Amen. Wow. You should stand up and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should get excited about it. Amen. Is it interesting? If I say, oh, by the way, brother, today I have a check. I just feel that I want to give you $1 million. Oh, everyone jump up and come to me. Oh, yes, yes, $1 million from Pastor Lau. Maybe from Tom Pirate. He can write for you. He's a rich man. Amen. But when I say that you can pray in tongue and you can get the mystery of God, everyone just, really? Okay la. I speak like a Singaporean. Okay la. You should jump up and say, I want it! I want it! I want to get this mystery from heaven. Amen. It's interesting, human being. $1 million, they run to get it. But when we talk about the mystery of God, everyone like, oh, really? You know Daniel? You know Daniel? Daniel was one of the wisest men in the kingdom of Babylon. He was appointed to be the prime minister of Babylon. Is that right? Can you imagine? Daniel did not even pray in tongue. But Daniel prayed 3 times a day. And he got all the wisdom from God to help Babylon. And you guy, you can speak in tongues and pray in tongues better than Daniel. Oh, you should get excited about it. You say, yeah, oh, yes, I can, yeah, better than Daniel now. You can be a prime minister. Amen. Hallelujah. Even Daniel can get that. You can get more because you can pray in tongue. God gives you the better weapon than the time of Daniel. Amen. Are you buying your idea now? Yes. You're going to be the best in the field. Yes. Turn to each other and say, you will be the best in the field. Yes. Because you have the Holy Ghost. Yes. Because you can pray in tongue. I can receive counsel from heaven. Yes. Amen. That's why I'm the best neurosurgeon in Seattle. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's my opinion, though. Not the public opinion. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The time, I have another good one. But I feel bad because you are so hungry right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I think I should continue next time because it's such a big, big topic. I want to talk about how praying in tongues build up your spirit. Oh, it's so excited. How speaking in tongues build up your spirit to the point that you will be so powerful person, a man and a woman of God. Amen. So today we learned that praying in tongues helps you to pray, to intercede. If you don't know what to pray, you pray in tongue. You say, learn the second thing is that praying in tongue also gives you wisdom, counsel, mystery of God. Amen. You pray, you also learn today that when you pray in tongue, you also communicate with God at His level. So that you, it's like this. You know, when I first met Da, I give you an example. When I first met Da, you know the first word I learned? How many people know? She is Vietnamese. Her parents are Vietnamese. She eats chai yo all the time. So I love chai yo. The first word I learned from her brother, this is the first word, because I want to speak at her level, to touch her heart and her parents' heart. I asked her brother, what does it say in Vietnamese? I love you. An yêu em. So when I wrote a card to her, An yêu em, who touch? Then not only that, I learned to sing one whole Vietnamese song named that song named Do Ai. You know that song is an old song, Do Ai. I don't remember now. I'm sorry. I'm getting old. You know, I sang the whole song in her house. Her parents look at me. This can be my son-in-law. What? Because I was speaking to them at their level. The same thing. If you want to have a deep relationship, intimacy with God, praying in tongue will really lead you to the level of deep intimacy. Because you can speak His language, His level at His throne, not your level of understanding anymore. You get the message? You get the idea now? So important. I want to resurrect the speaking in tongue in our church. Amen. That we're going to pray in tongue more. Amen. We don't need to be ashamed of speaking or praying in tongue together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm happy to teach this one. It's so good. If you don't think it's so good, I think it's so good. Amen. So next time you're going to learn. Praise the Lord. If you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, never been speaking in tongue, I will pray for you today at this altar here. Lay hand on you with the other leaders who can help me, other care group and unit leader. And we believe that you will receive and speaking in tongue today. And from now on, you can use the tongues that God gave to you for your personal benefit, that God gave to you through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much, Lord, for your word, teaching us the deep things of God, the things that many Christians don't understand and even misunderstand in the Bible. Father, help us to see and also remind us all the time, Father, the importance of praying in tongues. Father, today, whoever come out to be prayed for, I pray that your Holy Spirit will touch them, fill them with your glory, with your power. The promise of the Father will come upon them, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And from now on, they will live a supernatural life. They don't have to live a natural life anymore, but supernatural, because they have the supernatural Holy Spirit live, fill on the inside of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I close the service, I wonder anyone in this room have not given your life to Jesus Christ. I want to tell you that heaven and hell are real. God wants you to go to heaven. If you examine yourself, you can see that we all are sinners. We get mad, we get jealous, we revenge, we talk negative sometimes, we have negative thinking. We are sinners. Humans are sinners. And God sent His Son to die to pay the price for us so that we don't need to go to hell and live in defeat because of sin. What you need to do today is to say, God, I repent of my sin and I want you to forgive me. I want to receive you into my life. I want to have a personal relationship with you, Jesus. Very simple. I did that 26 years ago and I never regret it. My decision. It's wonderful to be a child of God. If you're one of them in this room, maybe one person accept Christ today, God will rejoice in heaven. If one of you is born again today, He will rejoice. I wonder anyone in this room say, I'm not sure that I will go to heaven, but today I want to make sure that my sins are forgiven and I want to go to heaven. You just simply raise your hand up and say, God, today I need your forgiveness. If you want to make sure. Anyone else? Thank you for raising your hand. Anyone else on this corner? Anyone that say, God, I need your forgiveness. You never accept Jesus Christ, but today you want to accept Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? You may come to this church for a few times, but you haven't accepted Jesus. Do it today. Don't procrastinate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you don't mind, could you please come to me here at the front here and we pray together. Come here, those who raise your hand. You want to make sure you accept Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven. Come here. Come here. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of the name of Jesus. Anyone else want to come if you never accept Jesus Christ? Your relative can come with you. You don't need to come alone. Maybe you can ask your friend or your relative, do you want to accept Christ or not? Ask them. Right now, ask them. Come out and say, God, I want you to fill me. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray with me. Father in heaven, forgive my sin, Lord. Today, I admit that I need your help.
I need your help.
I believe that Jesus Christ,
your son,
loved me so much. He died for my sin. Please help me. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now.
I need you.
Cleanse me.
Give me a new life.
Right now, Lord. I become your child now. Put my name in the books of life. Oh Lord,
I love you.
Lead me each day, Lord. Today,
I have confidence.
That I have salvation. I will go to heaven.
When I leave this world.
And I will live an abundant life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
Give mighty, the mighty hand of praise to God. Could you please go? Yeah, we have some gift for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. Let's sing, He is Lord. And after this, if you want need to go, you can go. I will pray for people who want to receive the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful service today. Father, whoever come out to be prayed for, we pray, Lord, that you will touch them, fill them with your glory, with your spirit, with your power, that they can go and witness for you in Judea, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth, Father. I pray, Father, that the rivers of God and the fire of God will not stay in this house only, but we will go to, Lord, one day go to Jerusalem, go back to that city, go to China, go to North Korea, go to many nations all over the world, Father. May the fire of God spread out of this house, Father. Thank you, Lord. Japan will be touched by the fire of God, Father. Thailand will be touched by the fire of God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone say, Amen. God bless all of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to be prayed for, I will wait for you here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May God bless you. Please stay quiet in this room while I'm praying for people. If you want to talk out loud, please talk outside. Want to fellowship? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Don't need
so come.
For those, some of you may come out to be prayed for, just to be touched by God, but some of you come out to be prayed for, to receive the first baptism with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongue. For those who want to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit, speak in tongue, I want to encourage you that you receive by faith. You need to drink. You need to drink. You need to receive. By faith. Don't stand there to analyze or try to figure out what's going on.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington 98040. Thank you very much,